We're on the Mishnah on Pei Aleph. I'm not sure we finished yesterday, but we're starting on the Mishnah on Pei Aleph. So, Hakonish Nei Lanas Betok Sadeh Chavero. Someone purchases two trees in the field of his friend. We've seen this come across this a few times, whether two trees counts as buying a Stei Ilan or whether it's three trees. So here, if he says, Tanakama says, if you buy two trees, Stam, I'm buying two trees, don't specify. Harezi Lo Kona Karka. He did not include, not included in the purchase. Karka around the tree is not included in the purchase. It's just the tree, not even the karka under the shade of the tree, just the tree itself. Rabbi Meir Omer Kona Karka. Meir argues and says, when it comes to two, you are Kona the karka as well. Right? Rashbam says, Kona Shnei Ilanos Stama Lo Kona Karka Sibivav Klau, nothing. Vafilu Makam Ilan, not even the place of the tree. It's as if you bought the tree only for the purpose of the produce. If it dries up, you're gone, nothing. But the Rav Meir says, two kana karka, the chashiv luhu stay ilan. That constitutes a stay ilan, and therefore you would be kona the karka around it. And therefore you have some nafkaminos. So according to the Tanakama, that two ilanos does not buy the karka. Therefore, higdilo, if the branches of the tree grow and they now expand over the property of the seller, lo yishapeh, he cannot cut them down. Why not? Rashbam says lo yishapeh, lo yiksos osen balakarka, afal pi shatzel ra lebeis hashlochin. Even though the shade is bad for his field, the cave on the ein lo karka la balilanos, since the balilanos has no karka, just the trees, hare shibed lo sadeu utzorcha ilinos kol tzarchon. So it's as if the mocher was mishabed his land for the purposes of the tree itself. Shamanach kein lachon. That's the reason why he bought it. He bought to have the best trees possible. The best trees possible would be to keep the branches as long as they're there. So he says, Higdilo lo yishapeh, v'ha'ola min hageza, and any branches that come out from the trunk, that shalom, that belongs to the purchaser of the trees, because that's coming out from the gupa ilan. But min hashrashim, if anything grows out from the roots, min hashrashim, then that belongs to the balakarka, because that's coming out from the ground. The ground is not, of which the purchaser has no rights to. The im meisun, if these trees dry up, Rashi says im Rashi says im meisun, if they dry up, ein lo karka. He doesn't have anything. He can't replant once the trees die. A buyer, right? Once the tree,
according to the machine, a bad karka anyway.
This is an outgrowth. I'm going to laugh about it, but he doesn't have. You can't. Don't say that he has a right to a tree. He doesn't. He has no rights. He has rights through this tree only. So if the tree dries up and it dies, he can't replant another tree in its stead because he doesn't have any shivud on the karka.
Isn't that what he said before?
Right.
That's the beginning of Mishnah.
No, it's completely different. Karka there means that he doesn't have any rights to the actual ground around the tree. Here the tree dies.
Right.
So you think maybe you'd have a right to replant the tree because you have a right, you bought a tree. There's no, he doesn't have, right? Rashi's Bible says, Ein lo karka lita ilan acherim koman, to plant another tree in its place. Now, however,
second law again, we've
already
done this
times. No, we've already quoted this Mishnah. Here's the source.
Oh, this is the false.
This is the Mishnah.
Yeah,
this is the Mishnah.
Because you mentioned it's like
yeah, we have, but we've always quoted the Mishnah. Now we're actually in the Mishnah. So Kana Shlosha, but let's say he bought three trees. Again, Kana Shlosha is going to the Gemara's going to discuss how close, what the distance. So Kana Shlosha, then Kana Karka, then he has purchased. Even Tanakam agrees he's purchased Karka three considers a state Elon, which means you've actually included in the sale, even if it's Stam, the actual ground. So then, higdilo, so then if they grow out, yishapeh, then you can cut them out. Rashbam says, higdilo, chutzakakar shlehen, let's say you had X amount of space, and the branches grow beyond that. Yishapeh, Rashbam says, hamocher, the seller can then cut them out. The cave on the ein nituin b'shel mocher, hi'im b'kakar shel kolokeo, because now these things are planted not in the mocher's land, they're planted in the kona's land. So that v'mocher lo shibe lo kakar shlo, the mocher never gave him over any of his own karka. So he never allowed it to come into his land to damage him. I mean, it's the shade damages the produce in his land, so he can cut it out. The olam and a gazim and a shrush mishalo, and anything that grows out from the tree, either from the trunk or either from the roots, that shalo belongs to the purchaser because it's all his. In Mesu, now the trees dried up and they wither away. Yesh lo karka, he does have rights in the karka, therefore he can replant another tree in its place because that karka where the tree is belongs to him as well. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring in a similar machlokas. The Gemara from the Mishnah and Maseches Bikurim. Okay. So Tanan Hassam, we learned over there. It's in the first parak in Maseches Bikurim. Hakonesh shnei ilonos betoch shel chavero. Guy purchases two trees within the field of his friend. So this guy, maybe, he should bring Bikurim from the peiros of these trees, the Enokore, but he cannot read. He can't read, you know, the parsha of Bikurim. Rashbam says, Lefi shelo kana karka, he didn't buy the karka, velo karinin bay pri adam marsh satali. You can't read the words. When you bring the Bikurim, you can't read the words that these are pre Adam Moshe Nosatali. It's not his land. It didn't come from his. It can't come from his land. Rabbi Meir Omer Mevi Vikorim. Rabbi Meir says you can be Mevi and you can be Kori. Rashbam points out Rabbi Meir Tame. Rabbi Meir is going to Shita. So the Sfilei Kana Karka, because he says when you buy two trees, it's included in the two trees of the Karka. Aval Beilan Echad Modem. Rashbam points out. But one tree, then Rabbi Meir would agree that you can't read. You can't read. Amar Rabbi Yehud Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehud comes and says the name of Shmuel. No. Mechayev Harav Meir Apilokeach Peros. The word Minashuk is taken out by a lot of gear. Says Apilokeach Peros. What you say? Even you don't even need karka. Even if you just purchase produce, that's enough, and that's enough to bring Bikurim. Rashbam says Mechayev Lahavi Bikurim Bilokeach Peros Shabeilan. Even if you just buy the tree, the fruits are off the tree. The Osa Shabichra Tchila Kosher Bogemi. You just tie the rope around it to know which one, the string around to know which ones came first. Leida Shem Mecherzhi. But why does it say two ilanos in the Mishnah? That's what to teach us the sheet of Rabbanon. The il Rabbi Meir feel be ilan echad she'in lo karka mevi v'kore. According to Rabbi Meir, even if you have one tree and you don't have the karka, you can still be mevi v'kore. Bechidush, Rabbi Meir says you don't even need the karka. Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know this?" Basically, Gemara's answer: listen, we have the machlokas here, and we have the machlokas in Bikurim. It's the same exact machlokas. Do you buy the karka when you buy two trees? Why are we repeating the machlokas in two mishnayos? Must be the one mishnah is teaching us a bigger chiddush. That mishnah, extra chiddush is you don't even need two trees. You don't even need it. You need even from one tree, Rav Meir would hold. Right? Rashbam says, Gemara says, Mimai. Says, Mimai, meet the Katani Mishnah Yisera. Because we have an extra mishnah. Rashbam says, it's Hachta Bikurim. It's an extra mishnah. Michdei, Tani Le, Yeshlo Karka. Pshita de Mevi Bikurim. Once we know that Rav Meir holds that two trees means you buy the Karka, it's a done deal that you're Mevi V'kore. So why does the Mishnah Bikurim have to mention it again? Ela Shema Mina, Mechayev Hayarbi Meir, Af Melokeach Peros. Again, the word Minashuk is subject to dispute in the Girsos. But it's Af Melokeach Peros. Comes to teach us, even Rav Meir holds it. If even one tree, even if you're calling it from the Shuk, you still have to bring Bikurim. So now we figure out a source for him. But the Kiddush is that Rav Meir says you can be Mevi and Kore and Bikurim, even if you only have one tree. You have no ownership in the Karka. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? V'haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, L'kachta me'reishis ko priha adama asher tavi me'artzicha, from your land. If you don't own the land, how do you bring Bikurim? The Gemara says, no, according to Rav Meir, hahu limu'ute chutzlaretz. That is coming to exclude the produce that grows chutzlaretz. There's no chiyuv Bikurim from chutzlaretz. We'll see Tosfos in a second. The Gemara then says, V'haksiv asher nasatoli. The pasuk says, "Vata hinehe vesius reishis pri adama asher nasat." What? V'haksiv admascha doesn't say admascha reishis bikurei admascha tavias beis shem lekecha. That's lemutei admascha ovikachavim. That comes to exclude the property of a guy. Meaning, if the guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael and you were koneh peiros from the guy, you would have thought the Rav Meir says there you have to bring also. No. It doesn't say that you have to. There, the Rav Meir agrees that you're not bringing Bikurim from that. V'haksiv atoinei v'esi es reish b'yadam asher nasatali. That's that you gave to me. What does that mean? So nasatali, that gave the fruit that you gave to me. It didn't come to me. He says, no, yeah, it did. Do you have to leave zuzi v'zanu? You gave it to me because you gave me the ability to buy it. So that's it's still mine. The fruit is still mine. You gave me the opportunity to buy it. So now we can have a couple of limudim over here. Number one was, Hahu Lemute chutzlaretz. Come to exclude chutzlaretz. Tosos asks, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that this is only a mitzvah that's an Eretz Yisrael? It's a mitzvah tlui baretz. All mitzvah tlui baretz only apply to baretz. Don't need it for truma and meiser to tell me it doesn't apply to outside Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah tlui baretz.
Which outside Eretz Yisrael are you talking about?
Anywhere outside of Israel.
No, Syria?
No, this doesn't say anything, make any distinction. Even from Syria, it's going to be the Rabbanan. No one holds it to be the Raisa, Chumma Raisa there. It's going to be the Rabbanan. What do you need a pasuk for? Rashbat and Tokso says, Hachi Nami Dars Reparic Rishis Agaz, Artichal and Ute Chutzlaritz. Vetema, Amai Itztucham Yuta. Why do you need a mute? Ha Amar Besov Parakam the Kedushin, if Gemara the end of Kedush, the first Parak of Kedushin, call mitzvah Shahit Tluyab Aritz, any mitzvah that's dependent on the land. Ain't no haggis, alabaritz. He's only Noah given the land. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that? He says, V'yesh mefarshim, gives two answers. One answer is, I'm sure I understand. The second answer is almost like he's an achron. V'yesh mefarshim, like a brisker achron. V'yesh mefarshim, some say, mishum de bikurim itkishu lebasar b'chalav. That there's a hekesh between bikurim and basar b'chalav. Interesting. Right? The pasuk says, Reishus b'kurei ad mascha. The end of the pasuk says, Losu v'shag, diva chalev imo. Therefore, there's some hekesh, and therefore, just like glos vashog diva chalev mo, you know applies ben b'chutz laretz ben eretz yisrael ben chutz laretz. You think the same thing would apply to bikurim? Therefore, you need a pasuk. It's interesting. It says u'b'mechilta behedjim mekish luhu, and the mechilta the beferish this hekesh v'sakadaita. So you know again apachutz laretz kamo baser b'chalev. You would have thought that maybe you can be knowing in chutz laretz just like baser b'chalev is. Right. So you have this hekesh. Now, the next answer Gemara says Tosa says. Ularashba nira no. The lo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Then mitzvah bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Why? Because the lo dami le truma meiser v'chala. It's not similar to truma and meiser and chala. The hasam there, it's a chovus on the chetza. The hasam guf haperos mechuyovin betruma. The body of the fruits are subject to truma. The tevel ninu, because the body, the fruits themselves are tevel, v'asur machila, and they themselves are asur machila. Ulekach chashuvin hein tluyim ba'aretz. That's why that's considered tluyim ba'aretz. Aval bikurin ein lachiv toli beperus. The chiv is not on the perus, ela ba'adam. It's toli on the person. It's a chovas gavra. The ein nesar machila. There's no isur achila bikurim if you don't bring them. There's no isur achila. Afal pishlo hifresh men bikurim. There's no isur achila. There wouldn't be. It's only on the gavra. Truma and Meiser only chayev when you smooth out when you get the pile, when you finally make the pile. Shachiv taloi beperus. The chiv was taloi only in the produce. Lefishalohi giya dayans man chiyuvan. So therefore, if you don't have miruach hakri, hasn't reached the time of the chiyuv. Aval bikurin, but when it comes to bikurim, vaday chovas haguf ninu. It's definitely a chov in the guf. Ke'en zed delfin mei kedushin. Shein lachiv taloi beperus. It's not dependent only on the fruits. Ela ba'adam. Even when they're on the tree, you still chayev to take these bikurim. Okay, the Talmud says bikurim. He says ketsam afrishim bikurim. Your adam talks to it sadeyu v'ro atena shabichra right eshkol shabikir kosher begemi v'omer harayil bikurim. The afal gav the im ein lo. So now Tosfos says, wait a second. So it's a chovas a gavra. Comes to a chovas a gavra, you got a problem. Then it's an incumbent on the person. What happens if you don't have bikurim? Jehovah's a gavri, you should actually go get bikurim to do the mitzvah bikurim. Yeah. Someone Michal Schirach says that in Yom Yoma, if you don't have chametz in Erev Pesach, you have to go get chametz to do bir chametz. But Jehovah and the gavra. So he says, liknos. You're not chayav to buy it. Nevertheless, says, no, dismisses that. Mikol makom, chovas aguf nihu. Ninu. It's still considered a chovas aguf. Kemo chovat tzitzis. Just like tzitzis, we saw that other Tosfos a few days ago. The afagav the ain chayav liknos talis she'ain lo chashiv chovas aguf. Even though there's no obligation, you know, we do it, but there's no obligation to go buy a four-cornered garment. Nevertheless, if you have a four-cornered garment, it's a chovas aguf to go do it. It's on the chova on the baguette, it's over the guf.
Maybe that's the reason why they have the second mission now. This explains the second mission now.
Why?
Why? Because here it's talking about, by our case, it may work easier if we get it on the land. There, it's just because it's talking about the fruit itself. Even though if you don't own the land underneath the tree, the fruits are still totally on Eretz Yisrael.
Right, but we have the pasuk though to say though. The pasuk is excluding it already. The pasuk is coming to tell us no. The pasuk is coming to say otherwise.
If you have a pasuk or
I would go if you have a pasuk before the Mishnah, then you learn it from the pasuk.
Correct. We get learn something. But we have to learn it out the Mishnah to understand what the pasuk is telling us.
Right, but we are
the way around.
Yeah, but
it should be.
Maybe. Next Tosos though. Tosos says the Mute Admas Akum. Come teachers say also the land of an Akum is excluded from Bikur. Rav Meir would say, even Rav Meir says you don't need karka, but Rav Meir would say, if I bought it, you might have thought it, Rav Meir say, if I bought it from a guy, I would still have to be Bikurim, comes the pasuk to exclude that. So if you look at Tosos, so Tosos says, if you go down, I'm going to say this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 lines or 6 lines from the start, the last word in the line is Mikoach. It says, Mikoach hahi Mishnah, Ladmut, Lamute, Admas, Akam, Lo haya maniach Rabbeinu Tam, the Gerim, Levarach Birchas Hazimun. Rabbeinu Tam did not permit Gerim to say to bench in the Zimun. Lefisha Enu Yochel Omar, they can't say the Pasuk, Shein Chatel Avosenu, Eretz Tova, that he gave it to our forefathers. Because it was, he says, it's Mixach Hashikra. It's not your forefathers, you're a Ger. The Katani Nami, we also have a Mishnah that says, Keshum Ispalo, they know Levein Atzmo, if the Ger davens by himself, Omer Elokei Avos Yisrael, can't say Elokeinu Velokei Avosenu, say Elokei Avos Yisrael. Ukeshum Ispalo, the Beis HaKnesses, when he davens in the Shul, Omer Elokei Avoseichem. You can't say Elokei Nu Velokei Avoseinu. You have to say Elokei Avoseichem because it's not Elokei. It's not his forefathers. If him Haisa Imam Yisrael, but if his father, if his mother was Yisrael, Omer Elokei Avoseinu. Well, the Rinira argues. He says Nira the Shapir Matzi Omer Ger Avoseinu. He can say Avoseinu. Velo Kaimel Akahai Mishnah. We don't hold like that Mishnah. Elik Rav Yehuda the Poligalei Yerushalmi. We hold like Rav Yehuda who argues on this Mishnah in the Yerushalmi. The Amar Tani Mishim Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says Ger Atzma Mevi Bikore. A Ger can bring Bikurim and Bikore. My Taima, the Amakra, is Avram, is Avram Mongolim. We have Avram, who's the forefather, right? Avram Mongolim, the Sitlu Shavar, Haya Avla Aram, Mikam de Elech, the Kolgoyim, and then Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omar Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, and then Uvda, Asa Kume, Rabbi Yehuda, and you can read it. Then it comes in the whole thing, do maybe it only applies to Gabram from Kini, from the Canaan, a whole to do about whether or not they can bench and say, okay, we have a Seno, because the Mishnah Bikurim states explicitly that a ger cannot be made of a kore. It's an interesting Mishnah. So, because he can't say his forefathers. So that's right. But the Rambam passes like the Ri says that he's made of a kore, and the Rambam actually has a famous tshuva. I forgot to print it out. A famous tshuva that was written from Ovadia Ger, who writes all these things that say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Avosecha. How does a ger say it? And the Rambam sounding very non-Maimonian. He speaks about how the beautiful thing of a ger, how he came back, how the holiness and the kedusha of the ger, and he definitely can say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Pasul the ger can definitely say that. My question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how's a woman bench, right? He says, as you say, al brischosh chasamta v'sarenu. No, there's no bris on the basar of a woman, so maybe she can't be able. She should be able to do it either. Right, it's Mexica Shikra. So I thought it just means it's in general. The whole thing is in general about the Klal Yisrael in general. So that would be the answer both for the woman and for the ger. Right, two are very interesting tosasim. Okay, we're up to Masiv Rabba. Rabba learnt in the Brisa. The Brisa says, "Hey, the problem is we had over here. We brought him from Shmuel, right? Remember, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. There of Meir be Mechayiv even if you look Keach Peros. I mean, you don't need. It's not, nothing to do with Karka." There's nothing to do with karka. So then, because we learned that from the extra Mishnah, why did you both Mishnayas? Rabba asked, no, I'll bring you a brisa that seems to indicate explicitly that Rav Meir's whole issue was still totally in the karka. The Machloka says, well, just what's considered karka, 3 trees or 2 trees. Masiv Rabba, Hakone Ilan Echa Betoch Sadeh Shel Chavero, if you buy 1 tree in the field of your friend, then you're maybe being a Korah. You bring the Bikurim, but you don't read. You can't be Korah. The fish lo koner karka. You can't because you weren't koner karka. So that is divrei Rav Meir. That's shita Rav Meir to Yuftav. They get a tipircha on Yishmuel. But you see, Rav Meir is clearly saying whether or not you can read the mikra bikurim dependent upon whether or not you have karka or not. 2 trees is karka. Chacham would say 3 trees are karka, but Rav Meir agrees 1 tree is not karka. Okay. Amalei Rav Shimon ben El Yakim the Rav Elazar. My time with the Rabbi Meir be Ilan Echad. Or my time with Rabbanu Mishnei Ilanos. Why is it that Rav Meir, when it comes to one tree, and the Rabbanim, when it comes to 2 trees, can they say that you can't read Bikurim, you can't read Mikra Bikurim, but they still say you should bring the Bikurim? Seems like having a suffix. It's like suffix brachos. You can bring it, but you can't say the Mikra Bikurim. Hey, Rashbam says, Kevan da onik eno kore. Since he can't read Mikra Bikurim, you shouldn't say Asher mevi mi artzecha lama mevi. Why is he bringing it? Right? Ha meavon nami mamit lekra. The Havah should also be and not be brought. What's either you bring it in reed or you don't bring it all. So Rav Elazar, the Rav answers back, why are you bothering me? Why are you hacking me? Davar shah rishonim lo omer botam, things that the rishonim never gave an answer, tishalini beis hamedrash kadeli vaysheni, you're going to ask me in the beis hamedrash in order to embarrass me? We don't know. No one ever gave a reason. Don't hack me. So Rabba says, no, I can give an answer what the reason is for Rav Meir and the Chachamim. I'm a Rabba. My Kushya, what's this question? What's the question of Rav Meir and Chachamim? Why are you saying that they bring and don't read? We're saying it has to be a Manashach. Dilma Rav Meir b'ilan achad sapuke misafkilei. For Rabban Mishnei Ilana sapuke misafkilehu. They have a suffix. They have a suffix whether one tree, or Chachamim, whether two trees considered karka. So when it comes to Nechira, Chachamim say it's not karka because it's both Mechavel of Araya. When it comes to Hekdesh, he's going to say, he's be machmir and say, bring. But I don't know, so don't read. Right, Rashbam says, misafkulei, ikona karka v'dinolo. B'hayda amri lo kona karka, hayna mishum diyad mocher al yona. Right, because the reason why he's not sold is because he had mocher al yona. Then misreka lo makin minei. We're not going to extract the extra karka from the seller if we have a suffix. When it comes to Bikurim, maybe we'll read it. Maybe we will force him to, maybe it is Bikurim, therefore he'll bring it, but not be mikro Bikurim. And the same thing we say, Rabbanu by two trees, we'll say to Rav Meir by one tree. The Gemara says, Umi misafkule. How can you say that Rav Meir holds that there's a suffix here, right? Umi misafkule, I think, goes on Rav Meir. Hakatani, didn't Rav Meir say, in the brisa we just said, the reason why he's mevi v'ein nekores, lefisha lo kan or karka. He says explicitly, it's because he did not buy the karka. You see clearly, Rav Meir holds, you did not buy the karka. It's not a suffix. He's vada, he's not kona karka. Divrei Rav Meir. Someone said, no, Ema, you'll be mitaking the words of the Brisa. He says, Shema lo kona karka. Not lefish lo kona karka, but maybe he didn't buy the karka. So maybe he didn't buy the karka is enough to say that he didn't buy the karka when it comes to Mechachol Memkar, but it comes to Bikurim, Suffolk. Maybe he did buy it and therefore bring the Bikurim. But the Gemara says, wait a second. If you have a Suffolk about the Bikurim, how are you bringing these into the base of English? It's Chulam Bazara. Maybe they aren't Bikurim. How are you bringing them in? He says, "Velechus dimalavi kurim ninu v'kama ayal chulun lazara." But maybe they're not bikurim, and you're bringing chulun lazara. Rashbam says, "The shema lo kana karka." Maybe they're not. Maybe really you didn't buy the karka, right? V'kama ayal chulun lazara, and you're bringing now non-sanctified produce into the azara to the base of midrash. Midrashin base of free ki yirchak mukham makam v'zvata brichu. Fine. So Gemara says. No problem. Demakdish lehu. So you have to take, in this case, you have to take extra precaution, and then you have to be makdish these fruits. And you have a problem of manashach. Right, Mashbam says, demakdish lehu al tanai. Ihavi bikurim, if these are bikurim, then they're ready hektesh. Right? Ihavi bikurim, shapir. Vilav, likdosho, liknos ben korban. If not, be makdish them, and they have kedusha, and you could sell them, and then you would sell them and buy a korban with them. So Gemara says, wait a second. How can you makdish them to be sold and use the money for a korban? What's the mitzvah of the bikurim? Supposed to eat them. Yeah, right. He says, v'habay mach linhu. You have to eat them, right? Rashbam says, habay mach linhu l'kohen. You have to give them to the kohen to eat, right? B'shem ha-kadushas damim yesh behen, v'nenem in hektesh umal. Well, if you were makdish it as suffik, well, maybe now these have kadushas b'edek avayet, or kadushas, not kadushas guf, but they have kadusha. They need to be sold. If you eat them, you're moel. You're not doing what you're allowed to do. You're not doing what you're allowed to do with them. So Gemara answers, deparik lehu. Right? After you put them on the mizbeach, and after you wave them, and you do what you're supposed to do with them, you are po to them. Deparik lehu. Then you po, the Kohen, I guess, is po to, and therefore he's now allowed to eat them. What the Kohen does is he takes these suffik bikurim, and he says, and the suffik that they are not bikurim, but they're hektish, he's poed to them, so now that suffik hektish goes on, the hektish now goes on to the money, and he can now eat his bikurim. Either he's eating the bikurim because they're redeemed hektish, or he's eating the bikurim because they're bikurim. Nevertheless, but only the Kohen could eat them because he's still the problem of it possibly being bikurim. And then with that money, he then goes and buys a korban with that. The Gemara says, wait a second, but how can you be noeg these bikurim as full bikurim? Dilma la bikurim ninu. Maybe these are not bikurim, right? Maybe they're not bikurim, and then we'll have a problem. The kamafke luhumi truma meiser. Bikurim are not chayiv and truma semeiser. So you have these things that are maybe bikurim, maybe not. If you treat them as possibly bikurim, you're not going to separate tithes. You're not going to take away the truma meiser, right? So Gemara answers, fine. The Mafresh Lehu. The Bialim has to know that when it comes to these Bikurim, you have to separate Trumas and Maishas on them. So Gemara says, okay. So you have to say the Trumas and Maishas, it's not a big deal. Some of the Truma that you separate, you give to the Kohen. What you can give to the Kohen is no problem, because he eats it Mimarasach. He eats it whether it's Bikurim, or he eats it because of Trumas and Maishas. But what about the Maishas Rishon that has to be given to the Levi? That's a problem now, because he can't. He has to eat it as my. He has to, Levi has to eat it, but maybe he can't eat it because it's Bikurim. It has to be eaten by the Kohen. So now we're running into a problem. We have a lot of answers, but now we got a problem. It says, Bishlama, Truma Gedola, Yahav Lola Kohen. The Truma Gedola got no problem because whether it's Bikurim, whether it's Truma, it's given to the Kohen. And also, if I'm in year one or year two of Shemitah, it's Maisha Sheni, Nami Yahav Li Kohen. I also have to give it to the Kohen. And also, if I'm in year three, then it's Maisha Ani, Nami Yahav Li Kohen. I give it to a poor Kohen. I guess they were poor Kohen. I give it to a poor Kohen. Ela Maisha Rishon, the Levihu. But the Maisha Rishon that comes off the produce that has to go to a Levi, Leman Yahav Lohe. Who can he give it to? Possibly these peros are Maisa Rishon and they belong to the Levi. Possibly they're Bikurim and Bikurim to the Kohen. We got a problem. If you give it all to the Kohen, then you're stealing from the Levi. If you give it all to the Levi, then the Levi might be eating Bikurim. We're stuck. So the Gemara says, no problem. We're going to be Yoiv Lila Kohen, you're going to give it to the Kohen, and we're going to hold like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. We're going to hold like Rav Elazar ben Azaria, who holds that Maisa Rishon also goes to the Kohen. He says, the Tanya, we have a brace that says, Truma Gedol LeKohen, who Maisa Rishon LeLevi, Div Rabbi Kiva, V'Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Maisa Rishon LeKohen. Now the word Af is subject to dispute, because if you say Af, well, the Bach takes it out, and the Rashbam takes it out, but he says, Maisa Rishon goes to the Kohen. Rashbam says, it's the rest Rashbam before they get wide. He says, Maisa Rishon LeKohen, below the Levi, Kedem Farsh B'Ksuvos, Umashvili, the V'Elazar ben Azaria, Leviim Dekra, Akohan B'Mashma. They're also considered Leviim. So they have a problem, so you give it to the Kohen. Problem is, according to one who doesn't hold like Rav Elazar ben Azaria, you're stuck. Right, Rav Kohen's Rabbi Kiva, you would be stuck. So Gemara then says, wait a second. Now, if we have a suffix, whether or not these are Bikurim or not, Dilma Bikurim Ninu. Maybe they are Bikurim. And if they are Bikurim, Bo Kriya. You have a Chiv to do Mikra Bikurim. And you're not doing Mikra Bikurim over here, because you have a suffix. Says, no problem. Kriya Lav Ma'akeves. Kriya is not ma'akev. You'll see the Rashbam points. What?
Don't we say that
it's not ma'akev? Well, so the Gemara says, v'lo, is Kriya not ma'akeves? Kriya is not ma'akev if you just don't do it. But if you just can't do Kriya, then it is ma'akev. Because we have the concept of Gemara quotes, v'amar b'zeira, kol aroy l'bila in bila ma'akeves, shein aroy l'bila bila ma'akeves. Bo. Right, if you want to mix, you're supposed to mix the mincha with the logo shemen, that's not ma'akev if you don't. It's only not ma'akev if you don't. It is ma'akev if you can't. That's the whole deal of koloroi labila. Rashbam, it's a long Rashbam here, explains it. He says, koloroi labila b'menachas perek menachas tan, misnanev adav mincha shal shishim yisaron, you give over a mincha of 60 yisaron, umevi b'ki echad, v'hi ma'amar harei alai shishim, v'echad, mevi shishim b'ki echad, v'shishim b'ki echad, v'echad b'ki echad. You bring 60 and 1. There's a minimum of 60 and 1 kli, maximum I mean. Is 60 gets mixed up well in logo shemen, but 61 is not afshar to mix up. We say, but then nevertheless, so who cares if it's not going to be mixed together? We know that it's not bolo, it's kosher. Our answer is, if it's roi to be nivlal and you don't do it, then it's not ma'akev. But if it's not roi to begin with, then it's ma'akev. Here, the question was over here, you said that kriya is not ma'akev. Kriya is not ma'akev only if you went and you didn't do it. Here you can't even do it. Then it would be, should be ma'akev, because it's called roi labila, ain't bila ma'akeves, but she ain't a roi labila. Here it's not roi to be read. It should be ma'akev. So the Gemara says, easy answer. We'll finish. The avid lahu krab yosi bar chanina. What you do, what this bialim has to do, how do you bring these suffix bikurim to the base of Migdash? You have to bring these suffix bikurim to the base of Migdash in a manner whereby you can't do kriya. In a manner whereby they become putter from kriya, where you could have done kriya, but then you don't. We'll see in a moment. But they're not chayiv at all in kriya to begin with. That's what you have to do. You have to bring them in a way which wouldn't even allow you to be chayiv to do kriya. How did that be? That's the Gemara. The Avid Lahuk Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. The Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina says. But saron v'shigran v'yachliach. If the bialim had the fruits, I guess harvested by a shliach, or sent by a shliach, right? Umeis shliach baderech. And let's say the shliach I appoint, he dies along the way, right? Or, and then he either appoints another shliach to bring them, or the Baal Neor goes ahead and picks up the slack and goes and brings them himself. There, maybe the Einu Kore, the Baal can bring them up, but he can no longer read. Why? So the Pasuk says, my time is exiv, the Pasuk, full Pasuk, Devar, and Perichavah, Pasuk Beis, it's Vlakachta, Merish, Priyat, Hadama, Sher Tavimei, Artzacha, Sher Hashem, Lekechon, Osein, Lecha, Vesamta, Batena, Vehalachta, Lemakom, Asher Yivchar, Hashem, Lekechon, Shakin, Shlosh, Sham. And then the Pasuk says, what's the football? Uvasa El Kohen, Asher Yev, Yemim, Mahim, Vamarti, Lev, Yigati, Yom, Hashem, Lekechon, Ki Basi El Eretz, Asher Nishba, Losech, Losech, Lanu. Right, the pasuk the pasuk havesa achti lekicha vavake echad. I'm gonna read this again. My tam deksiv v'lakachta. It says v'lakachta and v'havesa. It says v'lakachta and v'havesa. I didn't word say v'havesa in the pasuk. Oh, shetavi me'artzecha. It says v'lakachta and bringing. So the Gemara makes a hekesh. Achit heit lekicha vavake echad. The only way you can read, the only way the bikurim rechayiv in kriya is if the lekicha, the taking of the bikurim, and the bringing of the bikurim is done by the same person. V'haleka, and in this case, the Rav Elazar, it's not the case, because the shliach died in the way. He took it, he was bevatzer it, and then you picked up the slack. So one person took it off the field, and one person brought it. So there's no mikra bikurim. So too, in our case, what you should do, in our case, with the suffix bikurim, is you pick it, and have somebody else bring it up. Or have somebody else pick it, and you bring it up. Then there's no chiyuv of mikra bikurim even to start. They don't have to have a worry about, oh, mikra bikurim, it's ma'akev and not ma'akev. I don't even get started on that, because I don't have this idea of a chiyuv of mikra bikurim at all. Fine. So we will stop here. Wait, maybe we'll get to the two dots?
Yeah.
Let's get to the two dots. Okay. So, amalei Rav Acha, Bered, Rav Avil, Rav Ashi, michtei psukei ninhu. What's the big deal? These are just psukim. Mikra bikurim is just reading psukim. Look great. Read the psukim on the suffix. So what? Read the bikurim. Just read the psukim. So you're reading psukim, and therefore, if on the tzad that they are bikurim, you'll be yotze. Don't go through this whole subterfuge of having somebody else bring in. Read them. What's the big deal with the reading them? So Gemara says, no. Amrle mishum de mechse kishikra. Because if you read them, it looks like you're lying, right? Rashbam says, Shrei Bishvil havbaz bikurim kakari. You're only reading them, these psukim, because you brought the bikurim. V'shem alav b'karkash lo gadlo v'kam ashaker. And maybe it's not your land. Maybe it's not an artzicha, and it sounds like you're lying. You're walking to the base of Mikdash, you're reading psukim for a specific purpose, and you maybe not telling the truth in that purpose. Right? Viksiv, right? He puts a pasuk and tell him, Dovah shekarim lo yikon l'neged eini. You can't have lying in the heichal. Avakishkor b'torah lo mechse kishikra. When I'm just reading and laying it, that's not mechse kishikra. What's the person I read it? That's kriyas Torah. Here it's for the bikurim, so it's mechse kishikra. And Rav Misharsha gives another answer. He says, Misharsha bereid Rav Chia Amar dilma ase lakuuni mitrum maiser. No, because you have to be worried that maybe somebody else will see this person reading on these bikurim, reading psukim on these bikurim, and will think that they really are bikurim, full-fledged bikurim. And then when he has the same suffix, he won't take off trumas maiser from it. Now, who's inside the base of Midrash? Right, the Kohanim. Oh, let's read this Rashbam. He says, man dechazi dekari like bikurim vadoyim. A person is going to see that these are going to be read as if they are real full-fledged bikurim, kishayu lo bikurim ke'elu, when he has these suffix bikurim, lo yafrish men shuma dekasav bikurim vadayin heim, inami, or, another answer, I think this is better, inami hai gavra gufei, this guy himself, who knows that he's going to be reading mikra bikurim, he himself is going to think that they're full-fledged bikurim, and therefore I don't have to take off shuma maestra. Inami hai gavra gufei, hilkach avud b'hu hakeira, shol likros, you have to make a heker, and not read. Maybe somebody else is in the basement just bringing carbon.
He's listening.
He's eavesdropping over what's going on. He sees this guy bringing bikurim. He just spent the night in the hotel with him, and this guy telling him he has these bikurim, they're a suffix, they're not, and that, you know, they came from two trees, and then one tree according to Rav Meir, and now I see him reading bikurim. Ooh, I guess they're full-fledged bikurim. I have the same thing in my field. I'm not going to take off Trumas or Meiser. Okay, so stop here by the two dots. Everyone have a good night.
Right.